Chapter 19. How the same holy man, being detained there by sickness, by his prayers quenched a fire that had broken out among the houses, and was himself cured of his infirmity by a vision. 429 A.D. As they were returning thence, the treacherous enemy, having, as it chanced, prepared a snare, caused Germanos to bruise his foot by a fall, not knowing that, as it was with the blessed Job, his merits would be but increased by bodily affliction. Whilst he was thus detained some time in the place by his infirmity, a fire broke out in a cottage neighboring to that in which he was, and having burned down the other houses which were thatched with reed, fanned by the wind, was carried on to the dwelling in which he lay. The people all flocked to the prelate, entreating that they might lift him in their arms and save him from the impending danger. But he rebuked them, and in the assurance of his faith, would not suffer himself to be removed. The whole multitude, in terror and despair, ran to oppose the conflagration. But for the greater manifestation of the divine power, whatsoever the crowd endeavored to save was destroyed, and what the sick and helpless man defended, the flame avoided and passed by, though the house that sheltered the holy man lay open to it. And while the fire raged on every side, the place in which he lay appeared untouched amid the general conflagration. The multitude rejoiced at the miracle, and was gladly vanquished by the power of God. A great crowd of people watched day and night before the humble cottage, some to have their souls healed, and some their bodies. All that Christ wrought in the person of his servant, all the wonders the sick man performed, cannot be told. Moreover, he would suffer no medicines to be applied to his infirmity. But one night he saw one clad in garments as white as snow standing by him, who, reaching out his hand, seemed to raise him up and ordered him to stand firm upon his feet, from which time his pain ceased, and he was so perfectly restored that when the day came, with good courage, he set forth upon his journey.